We're now joined by head coach Dylan Lowry of the Tri-County Boys. They're in the same boat as Gilman City this week. They're waiting to see if they can get this 50th annual Gilman City tournament up and running. I still haven't heard from Coach Clark. As far as the order of the interviews today with Gilman City and Tri-County, Coach Clark was first. We got Dylan Lowry here second. So this one we're recording at about 10:20 in the morning. And have you heard anything, Coach, about the games tonight?
It looks like we won't be having them tonight. They've been postponed again. Just one of those inclement weather makes it tough.
Yeah, at some point it's January, but boy, we've had a couple of rough weekends weather-wise.
That's for sure. It makes it hard for practices, games, all of the above.
So it wasn't, going back to last Thursday, this is the game we have to talk about this week. It was not a victory, which I know you would have loved it to have been a victory, but as far as showing some good fight against a pretty good team, to me, it looks like, and I'm completely going off a score, 51-44 loss to East Harrison at your barn. It looks like a really quality performance for the boys where they put some things together. Am I pretty much correct on that?
You are correct. We played well. We were behind for a majority of the game to fight back. And in the fourth, we ended up tying the ball game for a little while and took a little lead. But in the end, we were trying to extend the ball game and ended up a few more points above us, and it showed, really. We played well as a team, and just couldn't quite get the victory.
Now, where are the boys at right now, Coach? Because we know you're rebuilding this year. You have a very young team. They would love to get a conference win, certainly. But did you see the confidence, even at a close loss, that they played a pretty good team, tough on Thursday night? Did you see some building blocks with kind of their mental state?
For sure. I've got players that, beginning of the year, they couldn't make those in-game big moment shots, and that was the only way we got back into that ball game. We had to fight our way across to the top, and that's something that we have to figure out and learn how to do, even in tough game situations. And with Garrett Skinner and Noah Thompson being our two leading scorers that night, both being freshmen, it really shows the potential, and our team is seeing that and using that to their advantage as well.
You know, they're different, but from seeing them at Holiday Hoops, you know, Garrett's going to be a big kid. And, you know, kind of that building block inside where Tomlinson, probably not going to be as big as Skinner, but you know, he's going to be a rangy kid who can maybe play on that, you know, the small forward position when he kind of grows into his body over the next 3 years. They're going to be a couple of really good players. It's kind of fun to think about where they might be by the time they're seniors.
That's for sure. They're good attitude kids. They push each other to be better, and the rest of the team sees that, and they use it too. And I think it's going to help overall, and everyone's seeing what is to come makes it exciting.
Yeah, we know this for this week too. It's not an awful sounding forecast, but there's just enough of ifs and buts, and you know, obviously the country roads aren't real great as of Tuesday morning, so that's what we're running into. But I assume at some point this week you're going to have at least a couple of games, and maybe the you know, the third round gets moved to next week somehow. That's kind of what my thought process is. But let's take a look at this bracket here. At some point, doesn't sound like it's going to be tonight. You got to deal with Pattonsburg, and obviously it's kind of what you have when you're rebuilding. You don't have the best record that you see somebody really good in the first round.
That's for sure. It is a tough team, and that's something we have to get through, and always learning to get better and improve. And since we've seen it before, there's always things that we want to execute the next time.
I know it's kind of simple to say, but when you play a team of Pattonsburg's capabilities, you know, if they're going to beat you, you want to kind of get to the point of saying, make them right now with the boys.
Exactly. That's kind of looking at game film and talking about game prep, that there are things that we did to give them that win last time, and that's something you never want to do, no matter who you are. You work on those little things of getting past the press, setting up your offense, running your tempo, and if they beat us by scoring when we're in a set defense, then so be it. But it's one of those things you don't want to give them the easy bucket.
Especially with a young team. You know, we've talked in the past about not beating yourselves before the opening tip. And you know that you're playing somebody good, and Pattonsburg is good this year, obviously. How, you know, getting through that mental block of not worrying about who's on the other sideline, whether it's Winston or Osborne or Pattonsburg or whomever, how difficult with a young team is that to get them through?
And that's one of the things that I've been trying to pride our team in since I came to this program, that we're going to be the one that works hard every time, no matter who it is, and no matter what the score is, we're going to fight to the end. And that's something that we've been doing well this year. There's only been one slip up, really, and that's one of those things that we're going to keep working on. We're going to fight, and we're always going to work on those little things, no matter who it is.
Big picture-wise, Coach, because you mentioned you have a couple of freshmen, Ian Tomlinson and, you know, certainly Skinner, who have caught my eye in the games that I've seen with you guys. So they're going to get better. 7th and 8th grade, because you look 2-3 years in the future. By the time the kids I mentioned are juniors and seniors, you hope that you have some underclassmen that are helping. What do you have in the junior high groups right now?
We've been having a pretty successful junior high season the past couple of years, and we have an upcoming freshman that's pretty good, and we have some really good people that will help out. So in the retrospect, we have a lot of potential, and we're still growing and building, and not losing a lot next year and to come. It's just exciting to see.
Yeah. Whether it's, you know, there might be a junior is back next year as a senior, or maybe it's, you know, the freshman we mentioned back as sophomores next year, or even the 7th and 8th graders if you get them. What's the biggest message to them to as they continue to improve in their game?
They're all hard workers all the way through. I've got good kids that came out this year, and they're just working hard, and they're pushing each other to be better. And the whole program is you can see the shift to work hard and to become better basketball players.
So in the second round at Gilman City, you're on the bracketed side. So you know that one way or the other, you're going to either see East Harrison again. You might see Union Star. And I know Union Star has one of their better teams this year, but I think you can play with them, certainly. That second round game, I would think you could go into that with a little bit of encouragement that it's a game that you can be competitive in.
That's for sure. We want to take on this first game, take it on serious, learn stuff, and anytime you do that, makes you a better ball team for the next round. And of course we went to East Harrison again, having that close one and still having that bad taste from losing the last round, but either team would be exciting to have.
Now, one of the problems with trying to reschedule the Gilman City Invitational with stuff getting moved back is, you know, Gilman City's running into this, got a game Monday, I think there's a game Tuesday as well for the Hawks. The Mustangs, they have a game week from tonight down at Ludlow against Southwest Livingston, so that's going to be the issue if the championships need to be moved off of Saturday. That's decisions that others are going to make. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Good luck to the Mustangs this week over at Gilman.
Thank you.